A new member of the state's Independent Ethics Commission was investigated for harassment during her time as Denver's clerk and recorder. CPR's Benta Berkland reports she ultimately agreed to counseling and to spend 6 months away from an office she oversaw.
In October 2016, ballots for the general election were being mailed out across Colorado.
Well, besides who you would like to see as our next commander-in-chief, you also have a lot of proposals this year. Today, ballots are sent out to all registered voters.
But when Denver residents were considering their ballots, they had no way of knowing that their elected clerk and recorder, Deborah Johnson, had agreed to stay out of the elections division office and avoid employees who had complained about her conduct. Amber McReynolds was Denver's director of elections at the time and worked for Johnson.
It was my responsibility to communicate the terms and the agreement to staff and what that would look like.
CPR has reviewed security footage of the incident in February 2016 that sparked the investigation. During an office gathering, Johnson allegedly pulled up a female employee's dress. CPR has also learned that on another occasion, Johnson allegedly pushed a dollar bill down the front of a male staffer's pants.
This is the most difficult situation I've ever faced in a workplace environment. That's probably the same for all the other employees.
Former elections chief McReynolds forwarded staff complaints to the Denver City Attorney's Office.
Whether they were involved or not, it was a stress on the entire team. Running a presidential election and keeping, frankly, our heads up, focused on the work, focused on serving the public, was what we did.
CPR has obtained an agreement between the city and Johnson. In addition to avoiding the elections office until November 1st, it contains a long list of other conditions: not drinking at work-related events, not touching any employee other than handshaking, and not making jokes or references that were in any way sexual. Johnson also agreed to attend training on harassment and retaliation and boundaries. Johnson denies harassing staff.
Allegations are allegations until they're proven otherwise, and they were never proven otherwise.
Johnson tells CPR she doesn't have an alcohol problem and signed off on the agreement so the office could get on with its work. However, 2 days after the dress incident, Johnson apologized to the woman in an email for, quote, causing grief and trauma, and said her behavior was inappropriate.
Given the situation, you know, both parties, we did what we needed to do to make sure that we can continue to run the office.
Denver would not provide details on the results of the Johnson investigation. Carla Pierce supervises employment law at the city attorney's office.
The way the statute's written, we shall not disclose complaints of sexual harassment and investigations.
The city spent $30,000 on the investigation and legal counsel for Johnson. Last year, Johnson also hired an outside consultant to study the culture in her office. Robert Tipton interviewed employees and concluded that, in general, professional boundaries weren't clear or respected. And he observed, quote, passive acceptance of inappropriate, derogatory, and disrespectful language.
Yeah, I guess the best way to describe it is the environment became kind of casual, and people felt a sense of permission to use words that you might not use with your grandmother if she were present. Those issues were brought forward at times, and nothing seemed to be done about it. So there's a sense of futility.
A year after the initial incident, Johnson announced that she would not run for a third term as clerk and recorder. But at the end of the last legislative session, the Democratic Speaker of the House nominated her for a new, unpaid state role.
Mr. Randall, please read the title of the resolution.
House Resolution 1010 by Representative Becker concerning the approval of the House of Representatives of the Speaker's appointment of Deborah Johnson to the Independent Ethics Commission.
House leaders in both parties say they were impressed with Johnson's record as clerk and were unaware that she had any personnel issues during her time in office.
The motion is to pass House Resolution 1010. All those in favor, voice vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is passed.
Johnson's first meeting as a member of the Ethics Commission is later this month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.